Unit 5.
The Tragedy of Echo and Narcissus. Reading 1. The Tragedy of Echo and Narcissus. Echo was a beautiful nymph. She loved to spend time outdoors and spent her days wandering over the hills and through the woods. Despite her great beauty, Echo was not well liked because of one major fault. She was too fond of talking, and she always had to have the last word, whether in conversations or arguments. It was this fault that led Echo to be cursed one day by Hera. Angry because Echo kept Hera from catching her husband with the other nymphs, Hera said, "From this day on, you will use your tongue only for reply. You may never speak first, but you will always have the last word." Sometime after that, Echo was out wandering the hills when a handsome youth caught her eye. The young man was hunting with his dogs, and Echo was struck by his perfect figure, beautiful face, and long flowing hair. As luck would have it, the young man became lost. Echo was not far off when he called out for help, saying, "Is anyone here?" Echo eagerly repeated back, "Here." Relieved, the young man asked, "Who are you?" To which Echo asked in return, "Who are you?" "My name is Narcissus. I am lost. Show yourself. Let's join one another." At this, Echo ran to Narcissus joyfully, repeating, "Let's join one another." But Narcissus, having little fondness for women because they were always throwing themselves at him, pushed the nymph away. He then strode away in disgust. Because of his terrible rejection, Echo fell to the ground weeping. In sorrow and anger, she prayed, "Let him one day feel how I feel." And a sympathetic god heard her prayer and placed a curse on Narcissus. Narcissus made his way alone through the woods and came across a quiet pool of water. The surface of the pool was very still and could cast a perfect reflection like a mirror. Narcissus was very thirsty, so he knelt by the side of the pool to take a drink. Then he saw his own reflection in the water and fell madly in love with the image he saw. He plunged his arms into the water to grab the image and hug it, but when the water was disturbed, his image disappeared. "Come back! Come back!" Narcissus cried desperately. As the water calmed, the image returned. Narcissus was consumed with love for his own image and pledged, "Promise to never leave me, and I will never leave you." And there, by the side of the pool, Narcissus sat without thought of food or water for many days. Echo could not forget the face of her lost love. She set out to try and find him again and came across Narcissus kneeling by the pool. Since she could not approach him and tell him of her love, she remained in hiding to see what he would do. Narcissus and Echo remained thus for many days. Finally, Narcissus became so weak from hunger and thirst that he fell over into the pool. He did not have the strength to pull himself out of the water, and he drowned. In terrible grief, Echo fled the woods and hid herself in a cave. There she remained without eating or drinking until she, too, withered away and died. However, that was not the end for either Narcissus or Echo. Near the pool where he died, a beautiful flower grew, the Narcissus. And Echo's voice lives on in the caves and hills. To hear her, one needs just call out.